Welcome back to Social Chats Magazine podcast, where we dive deep into intriguing topics and explore new perspectives. Today, we're delving into the Swedish death cleaning phenomenon and uncovering why decluttering for death is gaining popularity. In a culture saturated with materialism and the pressure to have it all, a counter-movement is taking hold: Swedish death cleaning. This practice, which encourages decluttering for death, is gaining international attention for its compassionate approach toward mortality and familial responsibility. What is Swedish death cleaning, and why is this decluttering for death concept resonating with people around the world? Let's dig deeper to find out. Swedish death cleaning, or destädning as it's known in Sweden, is a term that translates roughly to death cleaning. It goes beyond typical cleaning or organizing methods and focuses more on intentionality. By sorting through your belongings and deciding what really matters, you make it easier for your loved ones to manage your estate after you're gone. Swedish death cleaning aims to ease the emotional and logistical burdens that often accompany the loss of a family member. The emotional weight of sorting through a deceased family member's belongings can be overwhelming. By consciously decluttering, you ease this burden on your loved ones, giving them the freedom to focus on their healing journey rather than administrative tasks. This practice also fosters open discussions about mortality within families, a topic often avoided but crucial for mental and emotional well-being. Case studies have consistently shown that families who practice this form of conscious decluttering experience a more straightforward grieving process. The surge in interest around Swedish death cleaning can be attributed to several factors. Media coverage, including books like The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning by Margareta Magnusson, has provided a comprehensive introduction to the practice. Furthermore, in an era where minimalism is becoming a lifestyle aspiration, Swedish death cleaning offers a deeper, more thoughtful approach to reducing material possessions. Its universal theme of mortality mindfulness resonates with individuals from diverse backgrounds and cultures. Marie Kondo, the tidying up guru, has expressed similar sentiments when she says, "The question of what you want to own is actually the question of how you want to live your life." Swedish authors and professional organizers also emphasize the emotional clarity that comes from adopting destädning. It is as much about understanding oneself as it is about cleaning up physical space. Swedish death cleaning isn't merely a trend. It's a life philosophy that encourages us to look our mortality in the eye and make conscious decisions that benefit not just us, but our families as well. The practice is simple yet revolutionary, serving as a meaningful antidote to our often frenetic, materialistic modern lives. If you've ever found yourself questioning the legacy you'll leave behind, both emotionally and materially, now might be the time to explore this mindful approach to decluttering for death. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this quote from Margareta Magnusson, author of The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning. "Death cleaning is not a sad thing. I want it to be joyful and interesting. It can be that, and people should start early. If your things are in order, then you don't have to waste time looking for them." That concludes today's episode of Social Chats Magazine podcast. I hope you found it as enlightening as I did. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking discussions, and remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, take care and embrace the power of conscious decluttering.